It's the second day of the U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit in Washington, D.C., a summit supposed to be all about finding economic opportunities in countries with high growth potential in Africa, along with serious social and political challenges. Yesterday, we spoke with an author from Zimbabwe who experienced the human rights record and criticism of Zimbabwe's government as a real wall of tension between the U.S. and the government of Robert Mugabe and her own family back in Zimbabwe. There is no such problem with Nigeria, though. Oil rich, with a legendary reputation for corruption and a questionable human rights record to match, Nigeria and the U.S. are close partners right now, most recently cooperating on the Boko Haram terrorist attacks and the latest Ebola outbreak. Chigozie Obioma is a Nigerian writer and author of the forthcoming novel, The Fisherman. He left Nigeria in 2007 in order to find a way to write about his home. Chigozie, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here, John.
How much does principle get in the way of you thinking about your home and the place where you grew up?
Well, Nigeria, as you said, has been known, has had some kind of interesting status or stigma, let me say, to be direct, in, you know, the views of many people outside of the continent of Africa. And so I use the people of Nigeria as the laboratory specimen to try to understand humanity, the complexities of humanity. And I try to write about a people who, despite the challenges that they face, try to live like every other person lives in this world.
Would you say the oil boom has helped the people of Nigeria or has hurt?
Well, the oil boom is definitely seen by many as a cause in Nigeria, especially. And prior to the 1954 discovery of oil in the west of, in the Niger Delta of Nigeria, Nigeria had a thriving agricultural sector. But once the oil boom came, everything went down, and there was this mad rush for gold, let me say. And The oil has brought a lot of corruption into the country. There is a lot of dependency almost on the gains of oil, that there is this kind of complacency, this laziness to invent anything, to think about anything. Everyone wants to dip their hands into the spoils of oil. And this is one of the major reasons why Nigeria has been backward. It was a reason for the civil war, one of the most internecine wars in human history, and has been the bane, so to say, of Nigeria's nationhood.
Would you say that the profile of the Boko Haram attacks, even the concern about the Ebola virus and other issues, and particularly the profile of so many great Nigerian writers right now writing in English, has made Nigeria closer to the United States? The people of the United States have more of a sense of the people of Nigeria?
I think so. The U.S.-Nigerian relationship, the ideological root of it, has actually started from like the 18th century when W.E.B. Du Bois started looking for how to connect back with the people in Africa. But through the writings of Achebe, to be specific, many Americans have been able to come to understand, even if it's on the surface, about what Nigeria is all about. But the recent rise in the Nigerian terrorist situation right now has also brought Nigeria to the news. But there's a lot of skepticism about U.S. intervention or relationship with Nigeria, especially in trying to contain the excesses of this terrorist group, Boko Haram. You know, we've always seen the U.S. as being interested in Nigeria's oil, and our relationship has actually grown together in correlation with the oil boom in Nigeria. But in recent time, the oil import has from Nigeria to the U.S. has decreased. And people are hoping that the U.S. relationship with Nigeria would not decrease now that, you know, they no longer look to Nigeria for this. And I hope that the U.S. would also do more in trying to denounce and hold the whip, actually, against the Nigerian government to stamp out corruption and be able to establish a sustainable, viable system of accountability, which is definitely needed. As John Campbell, a former ambassador of the U.S. to Nigeria, once said, that the Nigerians are reluctant to ask U.S. for help, as you saw in the Boko Haram situation of the girls who were captured, because help from the U.S. usually come with degrees of accountability which the Nigerians don't like.
Before we go, I can't resist asking you the question, what is it that you most often tell Americans in Ann Arbor or wherever you are about your country to correct them, to make them know something really positive about Nigeria?
You know, I always say that the first thing that a writer or anybody who tends to be an artist has, you know, what he owes humanity and which is truth. So I try to say what I think or what I feel as a truth. And so if they ask me, how is your country and should I visit? I always say, well, you can visit, but there are better places in Africa to actually visit. If you must visit Nigeria, visit with someone you know, because the corruption in Nigeria is truly skin deep, and it's a serious problem. You don't know what will happen to you when you visit there. And I also tell people that the people still have this humanity in them, but the polity itself is not sustainable. So Nigeria definitely needs to do more so that when we talk about, we who are in diaspora talk about the country, we can talk about it with pride, and our truth will be the actual truth and reality.
Chigozie Obioma, Nigerian writer and author of the forthcoming novel, The Fisherman. He spoke to us from Ann Arbor. Chigozie, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me, John.